And this is Detective Cadman and Ramirez interviewing Ms. 16. December 16th at about 3:15 this afternoon.
So I was on Daily Drive going south, and I was going to take a ride on Carmen. So I was stopped at the light, and catty corner from me, there was a police car parked on the curb, and the policeman was standing on the sidewalk facing a guy. And it looked like some kind of a discussion or argument going on. And then the guy just started getting really aggressive and just going towards him physically and pointing at him. And the cop had his radio in his ear. And so he was obviously telling someone what was going on and looking for help, and kept backing up and trying to talk to him. And this went on, probably was quick, but it probably went on for 2 or 3 minutes. And then this guy just really started coming at him, very aggressive, just physically and shouting at him. And finally the policeman had his hand near his weapon, and then finally pulled out the weapon, and then more talking, and then boom, boom, boom.
Okay. When you, so you're going, you said south,
so,
on
yes.
Daily, so you're going.
Yes. And so I'm going to, so right yeah, down east. Here, that's actually west, isn't it? Or
well,
east.
We
okay,
we,
so we're going east.
Okay.
And then I'm going to take a right on Carmen. So I'm right okay. at the corner where that 7-Eleven gas station is.
Okay, were you
and
in
I'm
the,
stopped, and I'm in the very right-hand lane, and I'm stopped because I have a light, so I can't do anything.
So are you the first vehicle
the first
at the
vehicle.
Intersection in the right-hand turn lane?
Yes.
Okay.
And so I'm stopped and I can't go anywhere, and then I'm looking up at all this going on. Now I don't want to go anywhere. And then it was escalating, and by the time I could go, it was after 3 shots, it sounded like were fired.
Okay. So did you see the shooting, or you just heard?
I heard the shooting. I saw the gun come out and just a lot of discussion, and then heard the shooting.
Okay.
And then I took off.
Okay. So when you were at the intersection, were you, when you were stopped at the light, were you stopped before the crosswalk, in the crosswalk?
Before the crosswalk.
Okay, so you're stopped before the crosswalk.
Yes.
The first line or the second line?
First line.
Okay, and then you witness what's going on. So the police vehicle, how did you know it was a police vehicle?
Boy, I didn't see what kind, but it was definitely a marked car.
So you recognized it based on the coloring as being
yes.
one of the local yes. police vehicles?
Yes, and okay. he was wearing a police uniform.
Okay. What, could you describe that uniform?
Brown.
Okay. So the typical deputy uniform? I would,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So there's no doubt in your mind that that was a marked vehicle
yes.
and a uniformed officer, deputy?
Yes.
Okay. And so you were in that right turn lane, and they were on the opposite corner.
Exact opposite corner.
Which way was the police car facing, if you remember?
He was going up Carmen.
Going up Carmen. Okay,
yes.
So we'll say going north.
So he's parked on the right,
and
yes.
he was on the shoulder of the road?
Yes, he was on the shoulder of the road. Just barely had turned the corner. I mean, he was right there.
Okay.
And not up very far.
Where was the deputy and the man he was talking to?
The deputy was at first right by the corner, and the man was probably 5 feet in front of him, and then it
so
was everybody was moving back.
Okay. So was the deputy towards the rear of the vehicle, or towards the actual corner of the
side? Towards the rear of the vehicle. I don't know how long the yelling was going on before I got there.
And was he in the street or the sidewalk?
He was on the sidewalk.
All right, and then the man, where, how, in relation to the deputy, where
would you? He started off at the corner. He might have just come around the corner or something, but he was right on the corner. But then when he was going towards the officer, everybody was moving back.
And then in what direction did they move back?
They're going up Carmen.
Up
they're,
Carmen. Are
yes.
they on the sidewalk or in the street?
They're on the sidewalk. So the policeman's backing up all this time. He's
okay.
not turning his back.
So they're on the sidewalk, and the police officer's backing up, going north on Carmen.
Correct.
And the man's following him.
That's correct.
And it said that you said that he was pointing.
He was pointing and just physically aggressive, just
okay.
moving towards him physically, not just yelling.
Okay.
But actually going towards him. No idea what he was saying.
Did you see anything in that man's hands?
No, he had a sling on his left arm. Not really big enough for a cast, but it was definitely a white sling, because he had
sling.
A very colorful sweater or something on.
Okay.
And so you could see the white, and then he was pointing with his right hand and just going right after him.
Okay. And
kind of frightening.
I know you said the deputy had the radio, and you kind of gestured with your left hand.
Yeah, the deputy had the radio in his left hand, and he was talking to this fellow, mm-hmm. and then backing up, and you could tell this guy was super agitated. Mm-hmm. And so he was talking to him and doing whatever you guys do, call for help or whatever. And then eventually you could see him reach his hand towards his hip, and then eventually he pulled it out. And then it was a while before he shot him, so he must have been saying something to him, like, okay. You're going to have to stop. Or
okay.
I'm sure he was saying that all along.
Just to get a time frame, so they were on the corner talking. At what time do you think the deputy drew his firearm?
It was 2 or 3 minutes into it, if not 5 minutes into it.
Okay. And at what point?
I bet it goes fast, though. I bet it was like 20 seconds. Who knows?
So it seemed to take a while before.
Yes, it definitely took a while. The officer was definitely trying to talk to him and trying to back up and doing whatever he was trying to do to calm things down.
And how do you know he drew a firearm?
I could see him. I could see him with his hand near his hip and the other
and
hand up here.
You're gesturing with your right hand.
With his right hand. You could see it was near there, and then still talking and still talking on here, and then eventually the guy just started charging him.
Okay.
And that's when he pulled it out. And,
I didn't actually
see the shooting. I just heard three pops, and then I took off.
Okay. Do you recall what the firearm looked like? Can you describe the firearm? No?
Too far across the street.
The color?
Too far across the street.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the deputy's backing up. You hear the shots. Did you see where they were where the shots were fired?
No.
No. You just heard?
I heard the three shots.
And then after those shots,
I was able to turn right then, so I did.
Okay.
I wasn't able to before that.
Okay. Can you describe the deputy at all to me? I know you described him
maybe
as wearing a uniform.
30 to 35 years old, dark hair.
Do you know if he's white, Hispanic?
Might have been Hispanic.
Okay. And then the man he was talking to, can you describe him?
He was white. He had bleach blonde hair, almost looked albino or something. Maybe 22, 23 years old, probably close to 6 feet tall, thin.
Okay.
Weird looking.
Can you describe his clothing?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you describe
just
his clothing?
Just real colorful, kind of crazy looking shirt.
Okay.
Not a conservative look at all.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know about, just a rough estimate about how far you were from?
Across the intersection, catty corner across the intersection.
If you had to guess about.
What is that? I don't know, 50 feet?
About 50 feet or so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And could you hear
nothing.
Anything that's being said?
Nothing.
But I know you said it looked like they were arguing.
The guy was very agitated.
Okay.
Just
and
jumpy agitated.
So just
going
just
like
by,
that towards him.
Just by the movements and the actions
odd
of.
Movements. Very odd, jumpy, agitated, aggressive movement. Very aggressive.
Okay.
More than just what do you want?
You mentioned that the subject was pointing at the officer.
Like this. Okay. Yeah, with his finger, like I'm telling you something.
So something was protruding from his hand.
And too far away for me to see if there was something.
So I was going to ask you, can that, maybe what you thought was a finger, could possibly be a weapon?
A weapon. Could have been. Could have been. Yes.
Okay.
But definitely that hand was definitely moving like that, which is an odd thing to do to a policeman to be doing that.
When that happened, about how far apart were the man and the deputy?
I think when I first saw them, they were maybe 5 feet apart, and then the deputy got back to a good 10 feet, and then eventually about 20 feet, and then the guy just kept coming up. So
okay.
I would guess by the time he shot him, it was back to 5 feet, but not, the deputy wasn't going towards him. He was trying to.
So you think the deputy was trying to get away from the man?
I think he was trying to get away, or maybe
create distance.
Avoid.
Between the two.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
He wasn't being aggressive. He seemed calm to me from a distance. I mean, he didn't seem at all angry or like I would have been if someone was attacking me. I mean, I was just thinking I could have been at that gas station. That guy could have been doing that to me.
Okay.
So
did, at any time as you were watching it, did the deputy look like he was being aggressive or
no.
Being threatening in any way or provoking the man in any manner?
Just the opposite.
Okay, just
looked
the opposite.
Like he was trying to keep things under control, calling for backup. He kept talking on the phone. You could see him talking, so it just seemed like he was, I don't know what you guys do in that case. Are you telling someone what you're doing, or are you just keep asking?
Yeah, normally you let relating. Your partners know what's happening.
What's
that
happening?
Way you can get help and other resources to help you deal with the situation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I just want to confirm that, you know, the way you described it, I just want to confirm that based on the subject's actions, did he appear to be a threat?
Oh, very much. Very much. And very agitated. Like, not normal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, I hate to say drugs, but just not normally calm. I have no idea what started the whole thing.
Okay. And about what time, so when you pull up to the intersection, the deputy was already out on the sidewalk speaking with this man.
Yes.
About what time do you think that happened?
Right about 2 minutes to 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the gal that I met at the restaurant went through that intersection at 10 till 12, and she did not see anything.
Okay.
She went right through the same intersection.
And didn't witness or see?
Nothing. No cop car pulled over.
Okay. Were you in the vehicle by yourself returning
yes.
from lunch? Okay.
Going to lunch, yes.
Now, my understanding is that you called 911.
Yes. As soon as I left the scene, I immediately called 911 and said, and I could see someone was coming to help, so that's not why I was calling. I just said, I just witnessed this, so if somebody wants to talk to me, here's my number.
Okay.
Okay, and then what kind of vehicle do you drive, ma'am? And is it in the parking lot out this way?
Yes, it is.
Okay. What year vehicle is it? And the type of VW?
528.
And that's an I, 528?
Yes,
okay.
I.
And do you know your license plate number offhand?
I don't, I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. And it's a four-door?
Four-door.
Okay.
Lots of cars in the intersection.
Yes, there was a lot of vehicles and people. Did you happen to see anyone else in the area, or were you focused on the incident?
I was focused on the incident, but nothing was happening. Traffic was not flowing. So
I'm
the
sure
guys
people were
by
watching.
That corner, yeah, were probably stopped watching it or stopped afraid of what was going on. It was kind of a frightening little episode. Just because the guy was so agitated and because he's, you know, being aggressive towards the policeman, that's frightening for people to see.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't have any other questions. I'll stop the interview at this point.
Okay.
And then I'm going to give you a business card.
Great.
So if later something else comes to mind or you remember something, you can contact me and I'll meet with you again.